Usually, any press conference by the mayor engendered a gaggle of reporters and cameramen. Tonight, it appeared that the three of them may very well have been in a room by themselves, just facing a camera. The mayor didn't have to ask for quiet in the room, and there was no background noise or camera flashes. Good evening. I want to keep everyone informed as to what is going on and what we've been doing over these past few hours. First of all, New Yorkers were smart and heeded our instructions to get inside if you were outside or to shelter in place. We have shut all incoming roads into the city, as well as stopped mass transit into the city. Kennedy and LaGuardia airports have halted all incoming flights. We allowed the departing flights to leave. Now both airports have ceased all operations. When the bombs went off, we used a technique called load and go with Metro North, the Long Island Railroad, and the subways to get as many people out of town in as quick a manner as we could. Shutting down roads into the city allowed us to have access to essentially empty roads for emergency vehicles to travel without impediment. There were some major traffic jams on the FDR and the West Side Highway as people exited the city. That has subsided now as people understood that it was safer to stay inside and stay where you are. We have sampled the air in numerous places in the city, and in the three vicinities where the dirty bombs went off, the air has been contaminated. In areas of the city away from the hit zones, the air is contaminated, but the radiation levels are not off the charts. In the hit zones, which is an area of a mile radius, the radiation levels are high. Fortunately, there was almost no wind today and tonight, so the wind is not moving the contamination significantly. We are employing a new and previously top-secret technique known as scrubbing. It's a sophisticated technique which contains chemicals that basically neutralize the contamination by eating into its essential components. The scrubbing is being sprayed from the air and from the ground. Right now, we are concentrating on the hit zones, but we will spread out to encompass other areas in the city. You will probably see or hear helicopters and small planes overhead spraying, and you will see trucks spraying this mist-like substance. Since this scrubbing technique is extremely new and, in fact, cutting-edge technology, we are not exactly sure how long it will take before it gets the radiation down to safe levels. The Department of Homeland Security is also getting more of these scrubbing chemicals from the labs where it has been manufactured and shipping it to us as fast as possible. We are still getting reports from the hospitals as to the numbers of people who are exposed to the radiation and are constantly being treated and decontaminated. Right now, we don't have an accurate count, so I really don't want to speculate on the number. It'd be wrong. Every hospital in New York City has an emergency disaster plan, and they have all been activated. They have drills and practice for all types of disasters, so I am confident that they are handling this crisis better than anywhere else in the world. There is no need for panic. We are less than 12 hours into this crisis, and we are already working very hard to solve the problem. I have been in touch with the governor and the president, who have both offered and are sending troops and resources to us in the city. Right now, stay where you are. Check on your neighbors and offer them a hand if they need it. Share what you have with those around you. We're New Yorkers, and we're tough, but we're also compassionate and caring. I will be back in touch with you tomorrow at the latest. If I have something important to tell you before then, I will come back on the air. Until then, be tough, be smart, and be aware. God bless the United States of America and the city of New York. Good night, and Godspeed.